Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. We appreciate y'all for being here. Thanks so much for joining us all week long. One more hour for the week to hang out with you.
Yeah, one more.
We're looking forward to having some fun during it. We're going to get into Mom's Day a little bit. We got the top trending Mother's Day activities for you.
Okay, very cool.
Get into that. We got a little bit other stuff from Mother's Day as well. Some good stories of the day. And we're also going to get into our schedule here at the station and let you know what's up and coming.
Yes, indeed.
We kick off the 9 o'clock hour, or 10 o'clock hour, sorry, with some entertainment news. And speaking of entertainment, I want to send a big shout out to our great friend Tim Hubbelt, the Polka Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, just seeing Tim stop by today and dropping off the latest edition of the Polka Show.
Yeah, listen tomorrow at 7 and Sunday at 1 for the Polka Party Variety. Wait, no, let me get it right. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. There we go. I got the whole thing in there.
Yes. Maybe the greatest radio show you'll ever hear.
It's awesome.
Check it out, everybody. Yep. I appreciate you, Tim. Good to see you. The Catholic cardinals tasked with picking the new pope have had a heavy responsibility. Luckily, they received guidance from Ralph Fiennes.
Wait. The guy who just played a pope or a cardinal or something on that. Yeah. I can't remember what it is.
So maybe not directly from Mr. Fiennes, but an unnamed cleric who's involved in the process says that some of them were watching the movie Conclave for pointers. Yes, it's a movie about the selection of a new pope, and it's based on the 2016 novel of the same name by Robert Harris.
Mm-hmm.
The so-called insider says, quote, some have watched it in the cinema. The majority of the cardinals been chosen to replace Pope Francis were appointed by him, so they've never experienced a conclave before.
That's true, because it's been since 2013 or whenever when Pope Francis first took up when he was elected. So that's kind of funny. I didn't thought about that, but yeah, they're all new. They haven't done it before.
It's a very good movie, by the way, everybody. It's one of the greatest performances of Stanley Tucci's career.
Oh, love me some Stanley Tucci.
It's a really good one. We got to talk about Marvel a little bit here, Seth. Thunderbolts last weekend and was blown away.
That's so cool.
It was so refreshing to see Marvel getting back into the swing of things, getting back to its roots, what it does right, what Kevin Feige believes in, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of us that are fans of the superhero game movie and all this stuff, we're in the same boat. We were happy about this at first, and then we're worried.
Yes.
Worried about oversaturation and oversaturating the market. Because this is what not just Hollywood or entertainment, but all forms of things do. All forms of entertainment. Art, music, photography, everything. You know, if they, this is working.
Mm-hmm.
Sports.
Yep.
Like everything. Parody. Everything is parody. And, you know, the superhero thing was something that you and I and many people out there that grew up loving these characters were really excited to see, you know, get a chance to really do more.
In a good way, you know, and in a thoughtful way. And in a way that made sense, right?
And then it became too much.
To be fair, it did.
Even for guys like us.
Even for us.
You know, there's way too much out there and all that. Well, everyone agrees that the Marvel Cinematic Universe kind of lost its way after Avengers Endgame. But thanks to the critically and commercial success of Thunderbolts, they are back on track.
Yes.
Florence Pugh and David Harbour.
Yep.
Their chemistry and them in that movie alone were worth it to me, let alone a fantastic cast. The guy that plays Bob was really good. There's a couple of other great performances in it as well.
Yeah, Kurt Russell's son.
Yes.
Wyatt. Sorry, I forgot his name.
He's good. He was really good in it.
That's great.
And the way that they approach mental health in this movie is very different than normal. And it does not blink. It doesn't shy away from stuff. I love the rawness of that.
Yeah.
They were not trying to make a commercial successful movie. They were trying to make a good movie.
Right. And I saw a review that was named The Mental Health Avengers. That's actually what they called it. You know, like kind of a joke, but it's also the same. It's like, well, yeah, actually, that is what they did with this movie.
So going forward, they're not going to saturate the market with mediocre product. Disney boss Bob Iger says, quote, "We all know that it is in our zeal to flood our streaming platforms with more content that we turned turned out all of our creative engines, including Marvel, and had them produce a lot more. We've also learned that over time, that quality does not necessarily beget quantity.
Right.
By considering consolidating a bit and having Marvel focus much more on their films, we believe that the result is better quality. And I think the first and best example of that is Thunderbolts. I feel very good about that."
Yes.
And understandably so. And he right. said this before the movie was released.
Yes.
And it's worked out. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm very curious to see how it does in the next month.
Yep.
Because the first week is great. How are you your second, your third week? That's where you really find out if you right. have a hit.
Yeah.
And by all means, they've already made their money back on this. So
yeah.
That's already...
I think it's going to stick around for a little bit, especially because there's a lot of course, good word of mouth. And that's the best kind of advertising you can have. So, yep.
I really enjoyed it. It's been a long time since I watched one of these movies, and I immediately wanted to watch it again.
That's really cool. Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Great tag endings as well. If you're going to the theater to see it, stick around through the credits, everybody. It is worth it.
Yes. Very cool.
We're leading up to Mother's Day, so I thought this would be fun. Have you you're the most inspirational moms in movies?
Oh.
The most inspirational. So this isn't the best moms. This is the most inspirational
moms.
People over at Ranker.com are voting for the most inspirational moms in movies. We've got 15 here, so we're going to go through these a little fast. But get a couple in here. Like
right.
Susan Sarandon as Jackie Harrison in Stepmom from 1998, Diane Keaton as Nina Banks in Father of the Bride from 91, and Julia Roberts and Aaron Brockovich from 2000.
Yeah.
All great ones.
Also, great performances, too. Yeah.
Julia Roberts, by far and away, her best performance is Aaron Brockovich.
Right. I think so, and in her career. And I think she'd probably agree. Sneakily, I think she would probably agree with you.
Yes. Sneakily, I will say The Pelican Brief is very good. Mm. I think it's underrated. But I'm also the biggest Denzel fan there is.
Right.
So that's part of it. But those two are really good in mm-hmm. that one. At number 12 and 11 and 10, Sigourney Weaver as Ellen Ripley in Alien.
Weird mom, but yes, I guess she would be a mom, yeah.
Technically
a mom,
works,
yeah.
At number 11, the great, the wonderful Angelica Houston as Morticia Addams in The Addams Family.
One of the greatest moms of all time.
Easily.
Man,
easily.
Got to deal with that crazy family, I'm telling you.
Not only dealing with the kooky, nicely done, kooky, crazy family and everything, and always dressed to the nines.
Yes, always looking elegant, right, yeah.
But one of the things that I think gets lost in that character, in the whole family, really, but especially in the parents, how much they have their kids back.
They do.
They support, love, and encourage their kids like crazy. Forget about the crazy stuff that Pugsley was doing.
Right, or Wednesday was doing, right?
Yeah. Think about just stripping away all that and just looking at the love and support of that family.
I mean, they look like if you take out the kooky, then you're looking at like, wow, that's a great family dynamic there.
As a kid who moved around so much and had, no matter where I moved, my family stood out and we were weird. I loved that about the Addams Family.
Right.
And I thought that was really noteworthy about it. And Angelica Houston nailed that perfectly.
So good. So good.
Paula Winslow as Bambi's mother in Bambi from 1942.
Ooh, yes.
Another good one.
Yeah. Kind of a sad ending there, but
yeah. Sandra Bullock as Leah Ann Tui in The Blind Side from 2009.
That's one of the first one that popped in my head when you mentioned what this was about. She does such a fabulous job in that movie of being a unconventional mom. And mm-hmm. and man, she again totally earned that Oscar from that movie. She was so good in that.
I always felt that Sandra Bullock was going to win an Oscar. I didn't know where. I saw that. I'm like, yep, this is the one. This
because
is the one where she's going to win that
so
Oscar.
She's so fabulous in that.
Somebody who shows up on this list a number of times, the great, the legend, Sally Field as Emlyn from Steel Magnolias.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. From 1989.
Mm-hmm.
More on her in a moment. Somebody who shows up twice on the list. The only people who show up multiple times on the list are Sally Field and Susan Sarandon.
Okay.
Susan Sarandon, Marmee March from 1994's Little Women.
Yes. Oh, I totally forgot she was in that movie. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
At number six, Linda Hamilton as Sarah Connor in The Terminator from 1984.
You want a protective mom? Oh, my God.
How is she not number one? She went through time. She fought time, all that
she
stuff.
Did. I'm telling you. And then she mothered the savior of humanity.
Yeah.
I mean, just did that, right?
It's pretty hard to top that.
I'm telling you.
It's pretty hard to top. It's a great one.
That's right. I love Linda Hamilton so much.
Linda Hamilton. Linda Hamilton in Terminator 1, fantastic. Linda Hamilton in Terminator 2 steals the show.
Absolutely.
Those arms alone steal the show,
yeah,
man.
Forget you, Arnold. Forget Robert Patrick. Forget you guys. No, she's totally the star of that movie.
Great performances by all of them. Yep. I forget the male actor, the kid, the
Renfro,
teen.
Renfro, yeah, whatever his name was.
Yeah, too. Got the Public Enemy shirt. Love it. Nope, none of it. Linda Hamilton.
all the way.
Verna Felton as Miss Jumbo in Dumbo from 1941.
Oh, okay. People don't know this. The great Verna Felton, she was a radio actor, and she played moms all up and down the radio dial. That's what she did. And she does an amazing job as Dumbo's mom, yes.
At number four, and I am ashamed of myself, I wouldn't have thought of this, the legend, Julie Andrews as Fraulein in The Sound of Music from 1965.
Right. Mother figure for most of it. She doesn't marry what's his face till at the end, but yeah.
But that's a great one. I wouldn't have thought of that, but absolutely everything we've been talking about Mother's Day and what it means, that performance, that role probably personifies almost all of it.
I wish I liked that musical.
You and me both. Yeah. Yeah. I obviously have some other reasons
why.
It's a little difficult for me to watch, but yeah. At number three, Sally Field as Miss Gump in Forrest Gump.
I knew that was coming. Yeah.
So Sally Field gives.
Yeah, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Twice. Shows up twice on the list.
She does the whole progression. The young mother goes all the way up to when she's old, and then she passes away. Oh, she is so good in that movie.
You're hard pressed to find a more beloved actor in human history than Sally Field, which makes her, again, the greatest, not just the greatest Oscar speech, the greatest acceptance speech of all time is Sally Field's Oscar speech.
Yeah.
That we could have stopped
so
doing
honest.
It. It's so honest. It's so real. As somebody who we've seen act and act and act and act from a young age, we know her as an actress.
Right.
You know she's not acting up there on that stage. You know she is the most surprised person on the planet that she just won an Academy Award. And you like me. You really like me.
Yeah.
We don't like you. We love you, Sally.
Yeah, that's right. We love you, Sally.
Julia Walters as Molly Wesley in the Harry Potter movies.
Oh.
Sneaky one in there, but
that
very
is
good.
Sneaky. Ooh.
I wouldn't put her ahead of some of these names, but I would put her on the list.
Yeah.
That definitely does belong
for
on the
sure.
list. And at number one of the most inspirational moms in TVs and movies, Holly Hunter as Elastigirl in The Incredibles.
Perfect.
It is.
She's like the perfect mom.
I would have never picked it, but I've only seen it a little bit and everything. I watch it with my nephews and my godkids and stuff. But she holds that whole thing together.
One of the best voice castings was The Incredibles. They did an incredible job with it because you've got Craig T. Nelson. You know, you've got Holly Hunter and that who's got such a very distinct voice and delivery. You know, it's very distinct. You know it when you hear her talk. Mm-hmm. Even Sarah Vowell as the daughter. I mean, just so good.
Sarah Vowell is one of my favorite authors.
Yes.
And I would have never thought of her as a voice actor. And she's so good. Especially if you listen to her books on tape and stuff.
Yeah, because she reads her own stuff.
Good. Yeah, it's really good.
That's actually the way she talks.
It's just the way she talks. Just the way she is. You ever get a chance to read, you're looking for a new author to get into. Sarah
Vowell.
Funny. I could not recommend her more. Oh, so good.
She's so funny.
But also... Where's my super suit? Have you seen my super suit? Samuel Jackson can do no wrong.
I mean, he cannot.
Speaking of Susan Sarandon, she shows up on our small screen of new things to watch this weekend. Noonan's, starring Vince Vaughn, is a guy who opens an Italian restaurant to honor his mother after her passing. You've got Susan Sarandon, Lorena Bracco, all in this. Ooh. Looks really good. Looks really good.
A couple of ladies I enjoy watching. Yeah.
On Hulu, Summer of 69, a comedy about an awkward high school senior. Chloe Fineman is in that. I like Chloe Fineman.
Yeah. Gee, has that been done before?
The series premiere of Long Way Home. Ewan McGregor and his best friend Charlie Borman return for another motorcycle series where they travel from Ewan's home in Scotland to Charlie's home in England by taking the long way around the passing through 15 other countries. The first
Oh my God.
I saw the first couple episodes last season. I enjoyed it. Again, Ewan McGregor guy, so I there's a, I'll add that caveat to it. But yeah.
Ewan McGregor is just a remarkable human being, I swear to God.
He's one of the best actors ever.
He is like absolutely fearless in everything he does. I can't imagine. Something else.
I will die on this hill. Ewan McGregor is one of the greatest actors of all time.
But, I think you're right.
And it has been lost in the shuffle throughout his whole career. Yes. That man is talent.
Yes.
And on Peacock, the streaming premiere of Love Hurts, starring Oscar winner Hugh Kwan, came out around Valentine's Day. Did pretty well.
Okay.
Looks all right. You've also got the first season finale of Hollywood Squares on CBS tonight. And on Saturday, this one looks really good. The four-part documentary, The Judd Family, Truth Be Told. The final two parts air Sunday night.
Oh, okay.
And I'm excited about this. Saturday Night Live, Walton Goggins is hosting.
Mr. Goggins is amazing. I mean, even those whatever those ads he's doing now for like Go, whatever it is. God, he's funny in those. He is so funny.
He is so good.
What an actor he is.
Arcade Fire is going to be on there as well. So nice. That should be a good one. I don't know how they fit all the members of Arcade Fire on that stage. It's a very small group.
Yeah, it's a very large group.
30 people in that band. That's a great band. Not a lot new on the big screen. Not a lot of new movies coming out, in part because of the way that the last one of the pre 4th of July weekend is almost the first real unofficial weekend of summer.
Right.
And that's where you'll see your Thunderbolts and some of those movies coming out. And next weekend, you're going to have some bigger releases.
Bigger ones coming up.
Yeah. But for this one, Fight or Flight, Josh Hartnett, Katie Sackhoff, an action movie.
Ooh, I love Katie Sackhoff.
She's doesn't great. Look bad. And Josh Hartnett's having a great run here.
A little renaissance for his career, yeah.
Shadow Force, starring Kerry Washington, is in limited release. And Juliet and Romeo. It looks like an Australian movie. It's got a bunch of foreign actors in it.
Okay.
Looks all right. But that is also written.
Retelling, obviously, I wonder of the Shakespeare play, but it sounds like they have a little twist on there.
But really, what we encourage you to see this weekend is your local theater.
Yes.
And I say get both of these in, everybody, and you will not be disappointed. They had the premiere yesterday.
Yes, they did.
And they are going until the 11th. Don Quixote de la Center, a wonderful play from our friends at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater, directed by Susan Engren. Love our friends over at CWAC. And this is an important one, Seth.
Yeah, this one is we were just talking about, Thunderbolts, talking about mental health. This is a specific thing about dementia and Alzheimer's. It takes place in a memory center with obviously mostly older folks in there dealing with this and the staff. And they do a little twist of course, the famous story of Don Quixote, right? And so we don't need to get into a lot of the plot or anything like that, but we can say that when we talked to Susan about this, it was really important to her because it's something she dealt with her father. Had to deal with dementia. And I mean, what family has not had been touched by it in some way, right? And so this is something, it's a universal thing. And they do it in a way that, like the best art, I think I said during Director's Playhouse, is something that not only entertains, it informs, but it gives us something about the human condition. That's the best art. And this is one of those shows that's like that.
They have a lot of fun with this while also touching on some poignant, heartfelt things. Mm-hmm. And is it the final performance that they're doing this with, where they have a Q&A afterwards?
The matinee on Sunday is at 2 o'clock afterwards. They're going to bring in some memory care folks to talk if you have any questions about it or more in-depth discussion about Alzheimer's and dementia and that sort of thing. So it's a great way to reach out to the community in a different way, not just providing entertainment.
Get your tickets. You got a number of chances to see this now through the 11th, 7 o'clock shows. The 11th will be a 2 o'clock matinee. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets at CWAC.org. And if you'd like a preview, check out the Director's Playhouse episode we did with Susan most recently. Yep. You can find it at civicmedia.us.
You can.
And, of course, you heard me gushing and rambling earlier about the final play of our main stage 50th season over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, Noises Off.
Indeed.
What an amazing show. And the show I saw yesterday. yesterday, everybody, was flawless. It was fantastic. And it'll be completely different today.
Yeah, it will be.
That's theater, baby.
One thing we can tell you, it'll be very funny.
Oh, my God, yes.
Absolutely hilarious show.
One of the beauties of doing a show like this is the audience has no idea if things are going right or wrong anyway.
Exactly.
Like, if you're an actor on that stage and you drop a line or something like that, nobody's going to know.
No, you know, and they're going to be laughing the whole time.
Whole time. It doesn't matter. This is one of those shows, too, everybody, where you're not only taking in the show, but the show behind the show, the show inside the show.
Yep.
I really do feel like you're getting almost three shows with just this one play.
Yes. Which tells you how complicated it was to put together.
You can go to this show and focus on nothing but the set and enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like you're not going to be able to. There's too many good actors on that stage. But that's how good this show is. That's mm-hmm. how well done it has been done, not only by Melissa Kay, the director, mm-hmm. but this whole team putting in this one on. Talking crew, talking the actors, of course, and all the people that put time and effort into this. Every one of these actors, Monday through Friday, taking 3-4 hours out of their day, coming down to the theater to rehearse, to practice, to get the timing, to get this down right just for
exactly
you.
Exactly right, yeah.
For you out there.
Yeah.
Support that. Let's let them know that we appreciate them. Get to that set, get there, and enjoy yourself. It's a Friday. Get that fish fry in. Enjoy yourself. Get ready to laugh.
Yep.
We'll meet you at the WRCT Theater for Noises Off. Be sure to support them tonight. We've got a 7 o'clock show. It all wraps up tomorrow with a 2 o'clock matinee. You will not be disappointed. I almost want to guarantee your tickets, everybody, because I just cannot imagine a single person out there not enjoying themselves with this show.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Enjoy and take it in, everybody. WRCtheater.org. Buy local, support local. That includes the arts.
Mm-hmm.
Seth and I will take a quick time out. We'll come back and get to an interesting one here, an interesting study, I think, Seth, that I want to talk about coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Just got a couple of minutes, a short segment here before we get to our news sports break and take care of our partners. And I felt like this was a bit of a tie into Mother's Day and just the parenting and kind of the theme we've been having throughout the show here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a classic move a lot of parents make when their kid turns 16, but maybe we shouldn't. A study found giving your teenager your car, your old car, isn't the smartest move.
Oh.
And not just because they can't drive a stick. They should learn, though. They should learn.
Just as a case.
That's something we need to teach every kid.
Yes.
Just, you know, learn how to drive both. Teens in cars that are more than 5 years old are 19% more likely to have a fatal car crash.
Oh, really?
For cars over 15 years old, it jumps to 31%.
Whoa. Okay. Ooh.
It's because new drivers suck at it for a while, and that's just life.
Practice.
Yeah.
You got to practice. Get the reps.
That has nothing to do with age. It has to do with reps.
Yeah, exactly.
By being older, therefore, you have more opportunity for more reps.
Right.
It has nothing to do with, well, I'm older, so I know better. No.
No.
You've just been here longer.
Exactly.
And that's something we all got to acknowledge and own. Young
Let's do
and
that.
Old.
Let's do that.
That's, there's nothing wrong with that. That's how life works, man. So it's because new drivers not only are difficult with it, but also some of the older cars don't have side airbags and emergency braking or a lot of those features.
That's true. They're not as safe in general.
Giving your kid your old car is a popular move for parents because it usually means you get a new car, but more so the rite of passage and
right.
what it means.
Like handing it down, right? Yeah.
A parent and literally handing over the keys and what that yes. means and all that.
Sure.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. My parents, this was never a thing in my family.
No, but you've seen it. You know what it means.
I've seen enough TV shows and movies.
Yeah, right,
of course. I've seen The Wonder Years.
Yeah.
Come on. Plus, you don't care as much if they're in a fender bender or anything or what happens to the vehicle because it's already old and it's already been beat up and everything.
Right.
But according to the study, it's a safer call to give your kid the new car. Or maybe just trade the old one in for something that didn't roll off the production back in 1940. something a little newer.
Actually, the 1940 car had a lot of steel in it. I'm kidding.
There's some nice vehicles from those eras. Yeah.
I'm teasing.
This is just kind of trying to correct something here, I think.
Yeah. We make it a little bit safer. It's... Yeah.
there is nothing, and I feel like this automatically pulls out a defense mechanism in people. This is something that we're trying to do more and more in life. At least I am. Mm. If you did this back in the day, doesn't mean you were wrong.
No,
it doesn't mean it didn't. It worked then, might not work now.
Right, and that's a great point to bring up. And I think that's something. It's because it's like, no, we're not saying that you've always done it wrong. Okay, this is the norms were different back then. Safety standards were different. All kinds of stuff were different when you did this. You weren't at the same age, kind of thing. We're not discounting what you did or went through. It's just maybe now we know a little bit more, and maybe now we can do something a little different to make it better.
Your brain is capable of having two truths in there at the same time.
Yes.
It is capable of doing two things at once. You can chew gum and walk at the same time.
Right.
We can acknowledge that there's some things in the past that we didn't do right.
Yeah.
We can also acknowledge that there was no other playbook.
Yep.
Just like right now, there's no playbook for so much. Or going forward, another 20 years or another 30 years or whatever.
Doing the best we can, man. Yeah. That's all we can do.
By giving each other grace, we not only create more empathy and more understanding, but I think a lot more better world.
Yes,
absolutely. All the above, and no matter what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's an interesting one to learn right there.
It is.
Get to our news, sports, and partner break. Seth and I will come back talking some Mother's Day. We got some interesting ones, the top trending Mother's Day activities, and what half of us are thinking about Mother's Day. Got all that coming up for you on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. To me, the perfect song for summer. Mm.
It's up there.
The beginning of this, all I think of is the streets in summer and that warm weather and everything.
Nice.
Hope you all are having a great Friday out there. Thanks so much for joining Seth and I. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into some fun stuff, like giving away Brewer tickets.
Yes, we're still doing that.
Yes, yes. A whole another hour to do this, mm-hmm. where we want you to pull up the Civic Media app.
Yep.
Go ahead and get it ready. You set? Good. Text us the keyword play, P-L-A-Y, play, and get yourself a chance to win tickets Friday, May 16th to see the Brewers take on the Twins.
Ooh, the big rival. Well, it's not that big, but it's big enough. I like it.
Telling you, these tickets are really cool.
Oh, these are nice tickets.
These are some really, really nice tickets.
We haven't even talked about how good. This is club level tickets. I mean, this is a special area. You have to get your hand stamped when you leave.
You know it means something then.
You know it does, because otherwise they won't let you back in.
This is your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewer tickets to upcoming games. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do this every Friday
throughout
the summer.
Yeah.
Looking forward to this. Be listening every Friday for that keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app and get yourself this 4-pack of Brewers tickets.
Yes.
Play, P-L-A-Y. Play. Text it to us right now, everybody. And we'll get that word out there one more time before we wrap up. Right now, I want to get into Mother's Day a little bit more.
Okay.
If you're still looking for a gift for mom on Sunday, this might help. Google Trends data was used as to come up with a list of the top Mother's Day, quote, things to do this year.
Okay.
It's based on the search terms with the highest traffic spikes leading up to Mother's Day. And
okay.
Here are the top 10. So going to number 10, start there. Paint and sip classes. That is where, if I have it right, where you have like a glass of wine,
a little glass
while
of
you're
wine,
painting, yeah. And there's an instructor, and they, you know, here's a flower vase,
yep.
and you know, you go ahead and try to paint.
They show you how to do this specific painting, yep, and then you get to see how good of an artist you actually are.
If you could do this in a safe environment, making sure everybody got home safe, I also like the idea of you know seeing like if you could paint drunk. And what you come up with.
Come up with go a little bit over the top on the wine there and see what happens.
Not one of my better ideas. Not.
Don't listen to him. Don't listen to James.
Craft classes at number 9.
Very cool.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Any kind of crafting is fun.
Yeah. Wine tasting.
Yeah. A lot of alcohol involved in this.
That does feel like it.
What mom really wants? A drink. That's what mom wants right now.
You know, and what I think is good about these, and what a good approach to these is, you know, hey mom, I've got these options. Which one of these sound good to you?
Right, exactly. That's a good idea.
Movies. Taking her to the movies.
Hey, Nothing wrong with going to the movies. Is it? It's still fun. You know, we always talk about, you know, it costs, how much it costs and all that stuff. It's still fun to go to the movies. It's always an experience. No matter how old I get, I always have that little thrill when you go into the theater.
I love going to the movies with my mom. Mm-hmm. I really do. My mom and I are very similar with the types of movies we like.
Oh, cool.
and the being quiet during them. I love my father. You guys hear me talk about my dad. I love my dad. I'd do anything with my father. I do not like going to the movies with my dad.
Except going to the movies. That's the one thing.
He talks in a movie all the time, man. Perfume making classes. I haven't heard of that before. I didn't know that was a thing.
Okay, perfume making classes. All right.
Now, they say on here Broadway shows. I say local theater shows.
Yes, our equivalent or a local equivalent, let's say. And I think you're right. 100%. Of course, we talk about it all the time. But again, there's nothing like the thrill of walking into a theater. Now you're going to see a live performance.
Every show is different. There are no reruns in theater. And we were talking before so much of the theme of not just people, but you know, moms want nowadays. They want moments. They want memories. That's theater.
Yes.
That's theater. You know, you may have a memory from going to see the movie, you know, going to the movies or something like that. But more times than not, you are... You know, you look at this this way. I don't know many people that go to a theater, go to a play, and get done and like, oh, that wasn't as good as I hoped it'd be or something like that or anything. Whereas with the movies, it's such a 50-50 thing.
Yeah, you have no idea, right?
Yeah. At the very least, when you go to see a play, especially a local theater play,
right.
Whatever fun you have, you know that you just supported local theater. You just put back into your community. You're just, you know, you're helping out locals. You're helping out people that are neighbors and people that go to their kids go to the same school as yours and things.
You know, you can go to a bad performance. They happen.
Oh, yeah.
Bad performances do happen out there. But even if you do, you have a story that you can share later. And that's, if nothing else, you've got that, the experience.
Support your local theater, everybody. You got a couple of opportunities to this weekend. Mm-hmm. Brunch.
Yeah. That's always brunch. Classic. Yeah. It's a little cliche, I would say, to do the mom's brunch thing. But still, yeah, I get it.
You want to talk about cliche? Look at the top two here. Cooking classes and pottery classes.
Oh, come on.
And if I told you this list was from 1964, you'd
still believe it.
Yeah.
You would.
We really got to update this stuff. We really
You go. Here's what we're going to do with Beth for Mother's Day, because she already said what she would like. And by the way, ask what your parents, your mom might want. That's always a good way to go.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, maybe they're going to say that, oh, I don't want anything or something like that, but asking is such a great note.
Yes, yes. So because our great local miniature golf, Newman's Golf, you know, many years, they're opening on Mother's Day weekend. That's what Beth wants to do with our boys. So that's kind of a thing. So yeah, that's a great experience to do.
It's a really good idea. And a shout out to our friends at Newman's. Have a great season. Love our friends over there.
We love them.
Been there so many times. I love that place. And one of the, you can find this complete article at googletrends.com or mentalfloss.com if you'd like, everybody. Good luck, everyone out there with moms. Just one more Mother's Day thing to wrap up the topic a little bit. Every family dynamic is unique.
Of course.
But if you have a mother you'd like to celebrate this weekend, put some thought into it how you'd like to do it.
Okay.
In a new poll, people were asked about their family life growing up. And among people who had a mother and a father at home, 52% said that their mother was the most involved in their daily activities. 32% said both parents equally, and 7% said it was mainly their father.
Okay.
So traditionally, a lot of the time, but not overwhelmingly.
No, just over half. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
77% said that their mother was more involved in housework. 14% said both parents equally, and 3% said it was mainly their father.
So we can do better on that.
Mm-hmm. 44% said that they were closer to their mother. 36% said that they were equally close to both parents. And 14% said that they were tighter with their father.
Dads, what are we doing? No, I'm just kidding. That's fine.
you're getting where I'm going. 42% said mother helped them more with their homework.
Oh.
20% said both parents equally, and 13% said mainly dad.
Okay.
And 38% said that they turned to their mother more for advice. 30% said both, and 16% said dads. So randomly, the poll asked people if they've ever argued with their mother-in-law, and 68% said no. Only 28% said that they have battled with their mother-in-law.
Speaking of cliches, right? The old cliche of the mother-in-law, right?
That tradition does not seem to hold weight.
No, it doesn't. You know, it really doesn't.
Might be good for movies and TV shows.
For jokes, comedians, right? Yeah.
Not really, yeah. Yeah, good one. Yeah, yeah. More so stand-up comedians.
They're the ones that kind of perpetrated that one.
Yeah. And among the people in the poll, 57% plan to do something to celebrate Mother's Day, while 27% don't plan on it. 15% aren't sure.
Wait.
Not what? Sure. You're just going to wing this? You're just going to go play it?
Well,
by
maybe
ear?
Or not. Something, yeah, you know?
I don't get that. Anyway. And when asked if society does enough to adequately reward mothers for the work they do, 64% said that it doesn't, 20% said it does, and 16% aren't sure, of course.
Right. And I can get that one a little bit better. But that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Almost two-thirds of people saying that mothers aren't rewarded enough. I would say I'm in that camp. Especially the expectations of certain kinds of work, that needs to change. It has changed, I think, over the decades, but still, we're not there yet, not quite.
And you know, one of the things that I know a lot about Mother's Day is actually my dad. My dad has always been really big about like celebrating my mom. Sure. And what she does for the family.
Very cool.
At every step of my stage of my life, he's been that way, and it's not just with Mother's Day. I actually think that there's been times my dad may forget about Mother's Day, but he's already done something that week to show her how much he
matter.
So it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
And this stems from his mom, you know, and my nana and everything, and the being the matriarch of our family and stuff. When it comes to this, I don't think that when you look at these stats, when you hear these stats, I don't think that there's one thing or the other you should take from it, mind you, but right. I do think that you can always learn from these things.
Yes,
and something that you noted I think is important that dads could step up more, do more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a thing of like me pointing the finger and you know doing a Dikembe wagging my finger at dads. I don't believe there's a father out there that heard that didn't agree.
Right.
Because we could always do more in life. Right. And if you're a dad, if you want to do more, you want to find ways you can.
Right. And we need to understand where people are at, okay? This is not denigrating the quote-unquote housework that needs to be done. That's very important. All of that is very important work. It just doesn't mean that one person has to do it all. It means that we take a greater share of being part of the family kind of thing. And especially now when... How many households, most households, do both parents work because they have to survive? You got to do it. Otherwise, it's not going to work out. As a relationship, it's not going to work out in a family setting. So it's one of those things where this very important work still needs to be done. But who's going to do it? And that's what we need to all step up on.
And I don't know that there's necessarily a bad Mother's Day gift. We've talked a lot about that and you know, experiences, moments, flowers, spa day, all of these things. I think one of the greatest ways of showing appreciation to somebody is paying attention to what they're doing.
Mm.
Yeah. Paying attention to what they're doing, acknowledging what they do. And you know, yes, getting thank yous in there anytime you can, not just Mother's Day.
Yeah.
But just acknowledging it, even if it's in your own head, to get there and really taking a step back and realizing every single thing this individual does on a day-to-day basis and how amazing they are.
Yes, 100%.
Because this survey, that's the biggest thing that stood out to me about it is, you know, I like to think I'm a pretty good son, and I pay quite a bit of attention to what my mother has done over the years, and I read something like this, and I got no clue. I mean, I do and I don't, you know?
Yeah.
It just one of those things, I immediately want to call my mom and tell her I don't appreciate you enough. And that's not just her Jewish guilt working on
me. It's not,
although she does have a black belt in Jewish guilt.
She's very good at that. Yeah. But also, something else to consider, taking the lessons you learned from your mom and your dad, you know, and passing them on. Boy, is that a better way of saying how much you appreciate them is by saying, hey, you taught me this. I want to pass on this great advice to my kids and keep the, you know, the progression going.
You know, and I think when we think about our parents, not expecting perfection from them.
I hope you don't.
You know, and I don't think there's a lot of people out there that do.
No, they shouldn't.
But I do think that you have expectations for your parents. I do think that you have a bar set for your parents, and there's nothing wrong with that. I have no doubt that every parent out there wants that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think having some grace with that, the older you get in understanding is a little bit important, too. My parents will go out of their way to beat themselves up up about their parenting, and I wouldn't train them for anything in the world.
Right.
And I feel for them so much because they carry so much of that weight and everything. And it's like, no, man, you guys did the best you could, and you did darn good. Darn good. Got three good kids. Well, two good kids. Got one in radio.
One in radio.
Yeah, that one.
I was just saying something went wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the first one. You know, you gotta get all the mistakes out,
and then after that's fine.
By the time Jill and Nick come around, those are two very well-rounded human beings that have contributed to society in positive ways. And then there's me. But you know, you can't, nobody's three for three. Nobody. You know, very few times in life where you're three for three. We appreciate your moms out there.
Yes.
Take our time out, final time out of the week, really, and we'll come back with some good story of the day, get into our schedule, and plenty more. May even have another last chance for you to win some Brewer tickets.
Woo!
All coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show on WFHR. Seth and James wrapping up the week. Big, big thank you to all of our co-hosts, all of our guests, all of you out there, all of our sponsors. It's been a fun week. We are enjoying the new time slot here.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys joining us in this new slot. It's been fun.
It has been, absolutely.
Spread the word about the show, everybody. We're the only local local radio show, morning radio show this area. And we want to cover everything in this area, so go ahead and reach out to us anytime you got with events and different things going on. We love to hear from you and love to have you on the airwaves here.
Yes.
And we love giving away things. We're going to give you a chance to win some Brewer tickets every Friday. Be listening, everybody, for your opportunity to win a 4-pack of Brewer tickets. Catch one of these great games coming up this summer over in beautiful Milwaukee. Gotta love Milwaukee. In the summer.
Yes, it's great.
We want you to win these tickets, everybody, this 4-pack, and you can do that by pulling up the Civic Media app and texting us that keyword every Friday. For today, it's play.
Play.
P-L-A-Y.
Play.
Text that to us and get in on the winning, everybody. A big thank you to our friends at the Milwaukee Brewers organization, at front office and everything, taking care of this fan base so darn well.
Yep.
Appreciate them. Text us that keyword, play, and good luck to everybody out there. I wanted to talk about our schedule and some good things going on in our area as well, Seth.
Okay.
I appreciate everybody supporting the Rapids Report. The former Midday Magazine has turned to a podcast streaming, we've been really enjoying that. Our guests have loved it.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of great feedback from our guests, for sure. Yeah.
As somebody who's been in this area for doing radio for 2 decades and has been a part of a lot of changes, our audiences, regardless of what station I'm at, they let you know when they don't like something. They let you know when you've changed something.
Yep.
Whether you know it or not, they're going to let you know.
Yep.
I've heard nothing negative. I am always it's honest amazing, with you guys, and I would be real about this. Mm-hmm. I've been real about the changes going into it. I'm real about it in the aftermath, and got nothing. I really do appreciate you guys supporting what we're doing around here.
Well, it's kind of taken the data that we had and kind of figuring out. It's like, hey, where are people getting this from? Where are people consuming this? And we found out, hey, almost all of it is online. Well, it just makes sense. Let's move it online. Let's move it to where it is. And man, people have responded. It's really great.
Join us today for a new edition of the Rapids Report. And the first half, we're going to talk to Dawn and Jake from the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo.
Yeah!
Talking to them.
The zoo is opening soon.
And maybe figuring out a way to get down the show down there. We'll see.
I think that would be a great idea.
And in part two, our great friends from Bluegrass at the Lake's going to join us.
Woo!
Cannot wait.
Oh, it's coming up soon.
Big thank you to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, Meredith and the gang over there. They always give their time to one of our events or nonprofits in the area. And getting to talk to our friends at Bluegrass and the Lake is one of the signs of summer for our show.
It is.
It really, really is. They've been joining us for years from the dawn of this great event to where it is now, where it's one of the signature events of summer.
It is. And we can't wait to help them out and maybe be part of it, too. We can't wait to see what's happening with that.
And the story of this is just as beautiful and fun as the event itself. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to check out that interview. We're going to be talking with them a little bit later.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. Remind everybody that rafter season is right around the corner. We're just weeks away.
Weeks away.
Opening day is right around the corner.
Man, opening day is a home opener this year, too, on Memorial Day. That is so cool.
It's very exciting. We encourage you to get your pocket schedules here at the studio. Studios. Mm-hmm. Stop on by. We're open 8 to 5. Pick up a pocket schedule and make plans to meet us at the ballpark. And remember, every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter Baseball, right where it belongs, that it's home mm-hmm. here at WFHR all season long.
Yes, indeed. You are correct, sir.
Be on the lookout, too, because on Playmakers over at 105.5 WRI, we'll have Meet Your Rafters. We'll be talking with assistant GM Jake and mm-hmm. Coach Ziggy throughout the season. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Pick up those schedules and make some plans, everybody.
Yep.
And as far as Playmakers go, no addition for you today on this Friday edition.
Right.
But we do have sports. That's why.
There's a reason for that, yes. Because we have our next softball game coming up, girls softball. We've got Port Edwards taking on Nakusa tonight. Pregame at 4:20, first pitch at 4:30. And Mike Comer, of course, will have the call on that one. So tune in, everyone. We are looking at a couple more games next week as well. And, of course, we'll let you know as soon as we get those confirmed. We are your home for high school sports in Central Wisconsin on 105.5 WIRI.
Join us over there for it, everybody, yep. and we'll be back on Monday with a new edition of Playmakers for you.
Yep.
Looking forward to it. We get some great programming going on the weekend, Seth. I wanted to touch on that a little bit. We were just talking earlier with our good friend Tim Hubbelt, who is, of course, the host and creator of the Sunshine Poker Show.
Yes.
Join us for that at 7 on every Saturday. One of the greatest shows you'll ever hear.
Yep. Tim, it's a great way to start your morning, man. Really I tell
is.
You what.
It really is. Man.
Yeah.
We love that show and love Tim. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the work he does. Our great friends over at Family Natural Foods are the sponsors for Terry Talks Nutrition at mm-hmm. 8 a.m. with Terry Lemron.
Yep.
Fantastic show and really the godfather of the supplement industry.
He is.
He knows his stuff. And you talk about somebody who truly, I've gotten the chance to talk with him and just one of those people who truly does love what he does and loves the people that he helps.
Yep.
Really wants a better world.
That's really cool.
At this point, Terry, his legacy is set. He's got enough money. It's always been about helping people.
Yeah.
And you get that through the show. It's a great show. Check it out every Saturday at 8 a.m. And right after that, you got our morning best of our morning show.
Best of morning show. Always check that out, everyone. Always the highlights of the week.
Sunday, have a replay at 1 o'clock of the Sunshine Poker Show if you missed it. And then our Sunday night lineup really gets going at 5 o'clock with Director's Playhouse.
It does.
I think that we may have a new interview for you this weekend, but I'm guessing that we're probably going to replay Susan's interview. It might be.
Okay.
We have somebody we're going to be interviewing today a little bit later. I don't know if it'll be a full hour. We'll see. We'll find out where that goes.
Right. We can't confirm it, in other words. So that's why.
Yeah. I'd much rather take a week to promote it.
Yeah.
And it's not time sensitive. So.
That's right.
But we got a really fun guest joining us. Until we have the interview locked down, I don't want to mention who it is.
Yeah, right.
A really fun local guest that will be joining us. And we want you on Director's Playhouse, everybody. Reach out to us. If you're a creative out there, we want to have you on the show.
We do.
You can direct message us on our Facebook pages or just call our front desk, 424-1300. Pam will put you in touch with Seth or I.
Yeah.
Speaking of Seth, Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 and 9.
Yes, that's right. I can't. So I actually have two shows that I have ready, and I can't decide which one to do.
Oh,
so
really?
It's going to be a surprise. Everybody, it'll be a surprise. New show this week, but it is a surprise of what it'll be. So
very cool. And I'll have a new episode of Unlabeled for you next week. I got mm-hmm. a really cool one I'm working on about the greatest opening songs on albums.
Wait, that's a cool idea.
The first song so cool. on a CD on an album, whatever you want to say. That's what I'm going to go with as a theme and putting that together right now. Join us for Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every 8 to 9 on every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun lineup this week. We also got some other fun things going on in our area, Seth, we wanted to touch on. Want to remind everybody of the Winter's Farmers Market is still going on.
The final one is on Saturday. One. Yes, they're going to wrap it up on this week, everyone. So last chance to check it out. 9 to 1 tomorrow at 310 First Avenue South in Rapids at the Moravian Church there. Check out their Facebook page. You'll find out who will be there as we wrap up the season. And thank you, everyone who participated, all the people who came over, all the vendors who participated. It was a very successful winter market this year, and we'll see you again next fall when we start it up again.
Keep in mind, everybody, that our great friends at the United Way of South Adams Counties have their Mother's Day through Father's Day a diaper drive going on.
Mm.
That you can drop diapers off at the United Way office at 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4. Help get new and unopened diapers of all sizes, wipes, all the things that parents need. What better way to help moms is celebrate Mother's Day than helping moms?
I love the way they sandwiched it between Mother and Father's Day. That's a great idea.
Really, really, really good smart idea. Yep. Find out more at uwswac.org, and a big shout out to our United Way. Mm-hmm. One last thing we wanted to touch on, Seth.
Yeah, a little Charlotte's Animal Rescue. We are still teaming up with them, ladies and gentlemen. We've extended the collection date until the end of May for these items: blankets and towels, cat and dog food, treats, toys, kennels and crates, garden hoses, cleaning supplies, those sorts of things. Any pet related thing, we would love to collect them. We are not the only ones, though. We have actually a longer list of places that you can go, so I'm going to quick run through those. Quality Foods at both locations, People State Bank and Stevens Point, Family Natural Foods, of course, Aligned Health Chiropractic in Plover, also Mission Coffee House in Plover. You can drop them off right here at 1690 2nd Avenue South at our studios, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and also Bow Wow Meow in Wisconsin Rapids. Any one of these places, you can drop those items off, and we give you a big thank you to those who have already done it and those who are planning on doing it.
Couple of world good stories. Hikers in the Czech Republic randomly found two boxes of buried treasure and handed it over to a museum. And they didn't keep it. They handed it over.
Did their old Indiana Jones. This belongs in a museum. Right?
They had to do that, right? They had to. The boxes contained bracelets and other valuables, along with nearly 600 golden coins, a total of over $340,000. But they didn't. They wanted it to go to the museum.
Yeah. I hope they got a finder's fee, though.
The
decent thing to do was give them a finder's fee, right?
Free tickets to the museum.
If nothing else.
Something like that. Yeah. For life. You know, still, or something.
Good for them.
Yeah, that is really cool.
That's very cool.
And to wrap up, as we go into Mother's Day weekend, happy early Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Mm-hmm. We'd be living in a much worse world without you. A poll found over 90% of moms make it a priority to teach their kids kindness and generosity.
Because moms are awesome.
Yep.
And that's what they do. And we should listen to our mothers.
Yes. And a thank you to all the moms out there. Your traditional moms, stepmoms, foster moms, fur moms, mothers that are no longer with us.
Yep.
We are thinking of every single one of you and appreciate every single one of you.
Absolutely.
This world moves because of you. We are thankful to you. And to my mom, I'm sorry. No.
Just keep apologizing, James.
Just keep doing it. We appreciate y'all, and have a great weekend, everybody. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you on Monday.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.